Yeah, the adjustments you made at halftime for the second half.
No, you know what, Mike? We, the first half defensively, we really struggled. They played, they played lights out. It's a little bit like the Pittsburgh game we were in last week. You know, shoe on the other foot. I think the drive right before the half was positive for us. You know, but we talked at halftime. Hey, we've had some struggles in the second half. It's time to play the best second half we played all year, and we did that tonight. So, very proud of our guys, how we battled. We've really found some explosion as a football team at times here in the last couple of weeks, and we'll stay positive and see if we can find it for four quarters, but very proud of our team.
You look like, Coach, you increased the tempo on that first drive in the third quarter, and what about C.J. Anderson's run impressed you most?
Well, we had no possessions in the first half, so we have to do something. So I said, let's just go to two-minute. Brock will handle the team. Let O.D. and Virgil play because Vernon hasn't been with us as much doing that type of stuff. And I thought they played really well. And then once we got into it, let's stay with it, even though we got the lead. So just impressed with how Brock handled the group. And you're right, CJ played big. I know he's got the one play he'd love to have back, but he played really big throughout the course of the night.
Yeah, could you talk about Brock, how he's been able to kind of shut off the noise? It seems like there's a big story on Peyton every week, and it just doesn't seem
I said all along, that's part of growing up, If you're going to be a good player in this league, you have to be able to block out noise and play. And that's just part of it. And I think he's done a great job of that. I think a team has done a great job of that and rallied behind him. So he just continues, to me, to get better. He's a good decision maker right now. Protected the ball really well tonight, went against a really good pass rush. Kept us on schedule. Probably no bigger play than the 3rd and 10 in overtime that he makes. Was one hell of a play that he made off schedule. So, very proud of him, but his teammates really helped him out and done a good job.
How impressed were you with his poise, considering you're driving the ball down the field, CJ fumbles. You drive the ball down the field again, miss field goal. You drive the ball down the field again, and then you score what turns out to be the game-winning field goal. Well, how difficult is that for a young quarterback to keep going through that?
No, it's extremely impressive, but it's also extremely impressive in the first half not to have the football at all and keep your poise. A lot of guys get frustrated and do something wrong. He just hung in there. He makes a big play to Emmanuel right before the half that goes down and gets us some points. So, I think that composure is about really the course of the game. In the National Football League, there's a lot of one-score close football games, and he just hung in there until we got ourselves back in that position and played extremely well at that time.
Gary, the play that CJ scored on, same play that he and Hillman scored on against New England?
I don't think so, Les. I think it was a tight zone, and CJ wound the ball back. Emmanuel did a great job blocking the corner. It wasn't a crack toss type play. It was more of a zone type play. But even though we went to our hurry up, we didn't run away from the run game. I thought Rick did a great job tonight handling that and keeping us patient and making sure that we continue to stay with what we do.
I know, Coach, you pick and choose your spots on when you kind of get after the team. Was it emotional at halftime?
If anything, it was just the opposite. I told them I believed in them, and I told them we're fixing to go play a great second half. And had confidence in them. We hadn't done a lot right up to that point. We're fixing to go do a lot of things right. So, and that was my message after the game. That was one hell of a second half of football.
You're in the playoffs. Congratulations.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks.
Now you know what's at stake for the final game and how important is it to get home field and first round bye and that.
Well, it'd be very big for our football. First off, getting into playoffs in the National Football League is a hell of an accomplishment. It's hard to do. And once you get there, it's about how you play, not really where you play. But you're right. We got a great opportunity this weekend. It's going to be very quick turnaround. After a five-quarter football game, it's going to be very tough on us physically. I got to get them ready to go. But they understand that. They didn't want a lot of attaboys tonight. They're ready to go to work next week. I could feel that already.
Gary, have you ever been around a team that could change so dramatically in one half?
I guess that could bother some people, but I've been doing this long enough to me, it actually excites me to watch what took place in the first half last week and what took place in the second half this week, because that's what this league's about, at the end, finding it all. And they know what they're capable of. And we do have to go find the consistency, but we have shown some flashes of being able to do that. So as I said all last week talking to you guys, we're going to hang on to the positives. We're going to keep working on the negatives that aren't happening, but we're going to stay positive and battle, and we feel very confident in the direction that we're heading. Yes, ma'am.
Is Brock your quarterback on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I've said that. I mean, nothing has changed with Brock. If something would change, the players would know first and y'all would know second. I told you guys that this week. But, you know, our football team's moving forward. Our mindset right now goes to San Diego and got to get ourselves good and fresh and up, ready to play.
Was Mathis not healthy tonight, or just Max just played in front of him?
I'm sorry, who?
Was Mathis not healthy? Max?
Well, I think Max has been playing well, and he deserved the opportunity to start. You know, really, we're watching his growth as a player, and when he's playing well and doing things well, you know, he's going to continue to play. So it's not nothing Evan has done wrong. He's been nicked up. He played on one foot for us for about a month, and we're going to need him all before it's said and done. So that's where we're at. Yes.
Yeah, I was just checking. Did Brock hurt his elbow before?
Yes, it was his elbow, not his shoulder. But he's fine. He's okay. Okay, thank you.